Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Mem. We are holding on the very top of Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We are about to discuss the Braisa that we quoted yesterday. Essentially, today's daf could be broken down into three topics. The first topic is that the Braisa had mentioned that Matan Sheva, all Sheva Hazaos are Ma'akev whenever you have a requirement of Sheva Hazaos. But how do I know Matan Arba is also Ma'akev? So the Gemara is going to discuss why there would be a difference between Matan Sheva and Matan Arba that we need to learn from two separate places. Of course, if all the Matanos are Ma'akev, then however Matanos are necessary should all be Ma'akev. So the Gemara is going to discuss that Havamina. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the Braisa went on to make a hekesh between the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out what is the halachic ramification of such a hekesh, of the comparison between the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur. In the context of that discussion, we're going to quote a Braisa that brings a Kal V'chomer where it says, Uma b'makum shelo hushva karban l'karban, hishva l'maisim l'maisim, makum shehishva karban l'karban enudin, shiashva maisa l'maisa. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out what that Kal V'chomer means. What two karbanos are we saying are lo hushva karban the karban? So the Gemara is going to have three different possibilities of what we're referring to, that two karbanos are not hushva, are not equated to each other. So let's begin the very top of Daf, Mem Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar. We had mentioned in the Braisa in yesterday's Daf that from the fact that the Pasuk says Va'asa, and then the Pasuk says Kasher Asa, by the Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur, so it's Ein Liela Matan Sheva Shema Akvos B'chol Makom. So I would only see from that Braisa that seven Azaos that you have to do on the Peroches are all Ma'akiv the Kapara of the Karban. So it's Ma'akiv the Kapara by the Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur. Heicha. So the Gemara says, what are the makabos that we find? That what meaning? The Bryce had said that I only know that the Matan Sheva on the Peroches are ma'akev because we find that Sheva Azos is ma'akev kapara of karbanos b'kol makom in other places as well. So says Gemara, Heicha. What's the kol makom? Where else do you find that Sheva Hazos is ma'akev that you then derive from there to the Parallel Dover Shel Tzibur, that it's also Ma'akev, Samra Papa, Bipara, Ubinagayim. The other two places where we find Sheva Hazos or Ma'akev are by Parah Aduma, and when it comes to being Metaher, a person from Tzara'as. When it comes to Parah Aduma, they would bring the Parah Aduma to obviously to help people who became Tamei Lemeis and to be Metaher them, Metum Asan. After they would shech the Parah Aduma, they would sprinkle the dam seven times, Kineged the Oel Moed. That's Beferish in the Pasuk. V'lokach Lazar HaKoyen Midama Be'etzva'o V'hiza El Nochach Pnei Oel Moed Midama Sheva Pa'amim. Those Hazos are Ma'akev because the Torah says, it's Parshas Chukas obviously, where it starts with Zos Chukas HaTorah. And whenever something says Chuka, it's always a lashon of being Ma'akev. So we know that the Sheva Azos of the Parah Aduma are Ma'akev. When it comes to the Mitzora, someone who has Tzaras, wants to become Tahar from his Nega, brings together with his Karbanos one lug of Shemen, and they sprinkle from that lug of Shemen seven times Keneged the Oel Moed. That's also explicit in the Pasuk. V'hizo min HaShemen be'etzba'o Sheva Pa'amim lifnei Hashem. How do I know that's Ma'akev? Because the Torah says, Zos tiyeh Torah samitzora biyom taraso. And we darshan that any time it says tihiyeh, that's also a lashon that's ma'akev. So since in the psukim themselves, by Parah Aduma and by Mitzora, we have lashonos that indicate that it's ma'akev, so that's the kol makom that we're referring to, that when there are seven sprinklings, all seven sprinklings are ma'akev. Mimela by the Parah Helem Davar Shel Tzibur, we have a similar idea that they're all ma'akev. So the Braisa went on to say, okay, but matan arba minayim. Zayin. Tamalomar Kain Ya'aseh. How do I know that whenever there's a requirement of Matan Arba, of putting on the Dalit Karnos HaMizbeach, of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's Ma'akev the Kapara? It's not by the Mizbeach HaChitzon, right? That we spent a lot of time dealing with. That when it comes to a Karban Chatos that's brought the Chatos HaChitzonios, then it's Machlot Vesham Besilol. Are two of the Matanos Ma'akev, or only, like Besil says, one Matana Ma'akev? But when it comes to the Chatos HaPnimios, that which is brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so Matan Arba is Ma'akev. So how do I know that? It says Kein Ya'aseh. So says Gemara, well, my Shnah Matan Shavah D'Ksivin Ukfilan Matan Arba Nami K'sivin Ukfilan. Why would the Sheva Zaos be more obvious to the Brisa that it's Ma'akev the Kapara? Because after all, it says Va'asa and Kasher Asa, so it's a double expression to teach me that it's Ma'akev. Guess what? By Matan Arba, it also says in the Parsha twice to teach me that it's Ma'akev, because the Pasuk says Va'asa, Kasher Asa, by the Matan Arba as well, on everything that it says in the Parsha, including the Matan Arba. So why would I need a separate Pasuk to teach me that Matan Arba is also Ma'akev? The pasuk of Ken Yaseh to tell me that the Dal Matanos or Ma'akev is only required according to Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon holds that Shtei Matanos are explicit in the parsha of Paral and Dover Shel Tzibur, and the other two Matanos are only derived from a Hekish to Parkoin Mashiach. So since not all four Matanos are mentioned explicitly in the Parsha, at least the way he reads it, so when the Torah says a double expression, Va'asa, Kasher Asa, to teach me that it's Ma'akev, it's only teaching what's actually in the Parsha is Ma'akev. So that's why I need Kein Ye'aseh to teach me that even the other Matanos that are not explicit in the Parsha, that they too are Ma'akev. So where do we find such a shita of Rabbi Shimon? D'tanya, because we have a brisa that L'mayla Omer, by the Parkoy Mashiach, it says Keren and Karnos, meaning the Pasuk says that you Nasar Koy Min Adam Al Karnos HaMizbeach. So we darshan, it didn't say Keren, it says Karnos, the Lashon Rabim, so Shtayim. So we see from there that you need a Matana on two of the Karnos HaMizbeach, L'mata Hu Omer, and by the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, it also uses the Lashon of Karnos. So Keren, Karnos, so the fact that it says Lashon Rabim implies another two Karnos HaMizbeach, and since there's a Hekish between the Par Kohen Mashiach and the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, so we can link them together, and therefore it turns out to a total of Arba, that in the end you have four Karnos HaMizbeach, because it says two of them by the Par Kohen Mashiach, and it says two of them by the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon's understanding. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Tzarech. You don't need to learn, you don't need to use a Hekish to learn the Din of Dalet Karnos, since by the Par Kohen Mashiach and Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur itself, in each Parsha itself, it says Arba Karnos. Why? And where does it say it itself in each Parsha? Harei Omer, by the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, where it says Ba'ol Moed. So when it says Ba'ol Moed, that's extra, because from the fact that it already says in the Pasuk Al Karnos HaMizbeach Hasher Lefnei Hashem, so you know where that is. Lefnei Hashem is obviously in the Ol Moed. Why does it have to say Ba'ol Moed? Al Kala Amur Ba'ol Moed, on all the Kronos that are in the Ol Moed. Meaning, we're trying to, when it says Ba'ol Moed, it's telling us that this Matan Dam has to be on every eligible location in the Ol Moed, which means all Dalit Kronos. That's the Limud. Since it says HaMizbeach Hashem Lefnei Hashem, so it's certainly talking about the Mizbeach HaPnimi that's in the Ol Moed. And by the Bar Kohen Mashiach, it also says V'nasun HaKohen Min Adam Al Karnos Mizbeach HaKtor Samim Lefnei Hashem Asher Ba'ol Moed. So when it says Lefnei Hashem, again, we know it's in the Ol Moed. So both, by both of these Parshios, I already would have known where it is without the phrase of Ba'ol Moed. So the phrase Ba'ol Moed, both by the Par Kohen Mashiach and by the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, tells me that you need a Matan Dam on each of the Dalit Kronos. So says Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, Ken Ye'aseh May Avodai. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the Matan Dalit is it is Ma'akev. We know from the Pasuk of Asa Kasher Asa. What does he then need Ken Ye'aseh to teach us? What's it? It's available now. So what does he use it to teach us. So mi bayalei lichadatanya, he uses kenei aseh to tell me the din that appears in the following brisa. Lefi shelo lamadnu lepar yom kippurim lesmicha shiyare adam minayin. Tamalomar kenei aseh, that by the par yom kippurim we don't know that it requires smicha and to pour out the shiari adam into the yisod hamizbeach, because it doesn't say that explicitly by the parsha of Yom HaKippurim. How do I know that those dinim are true by the par of Yom HaKippurim? Because the pasuk says kein yaseh, which is extra, so it must be coming to teach me that the par Yom HaKippurim also requires smicha, and the par Yom HaKippurim also requires shvichas shirayim. So that's the lima from kein yaseh. So says Gemara, ul par Yom HaKippurim lo lamadnu. You mean to tell me I wouldn't have known that about the par Yom HaKippurim without the phrase kein yaseh? There's no other limud that smicha and shvicha shirayim is necessary by the par Yom HaKippurim. But ha'amrit, we already said in the brisa, lapar ze Yom HaKippurim, that when the pasuk says lapar, that by the par elam davar shel tzibur, that's a reference to the par Yom HaKippurim. So we already have a hakish between the par Yom HaKippurim and the par elam davar shel tzibur. So shouldn't that hakish already teach me that you need a smicha and that you need shvichas shirayim from that hakish itself? Why do I need the pasuk kein yaseh? Back to the question: what do I need kein yaseh for? Says Mar Itzrich, you need the pasuk kein yaseh because salka daitchan hanimili avoda dema akva kapara avla avoda dema akva kapara emalo. So come ashvelan. I would have assumed that yes, there's a hekesh between par Yom HaKippurim and par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, but maybe that hekesh only goes so far as to include those avodos that are ma'akev the kapara of the karban, because the pasuk concludes with the words v'chiper aleihem hakohen, that there is in fact a kapara. So good, that which is necessary for kapara, I'm going to make this hekesh, and all of these halachos are going to apply to par Yom HaKippurim. But an avoda that's not ma'akev the kapara, such as the smicha, such as shvicha shirayim, so I would assume that that those dinim don't apply to the par Yom HaKippurim. That's what Ken Yehoseh is there to teach me, that even smicha, even shvicha shirayim, we compare the par Yom HaKippurim, is included in the hekesh of the par Yom HaKippurim to the par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, and therefore you need to do those things as well by the par Yom HaKippurim. Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the Arba Matanos are learned from the word chronos. Hi, ba'ol moed, my avidai. So what does he do with the word ba'ol moed in the pasuk? Meaning he uses the hekesh to teach that you need the dalet matanos. It's not from the phrase ba'ol moed. So what does he, the phrase ba'ol moed is still extra because it says l'fnei Hashem. So what does he do with ba'ol moed? Ba'ol moed mi ba'ilei she'im nifchasa tikra shel heichal lo hayamaza. Very interesting line of the Gemara, that Ba'ol Moed is there to teach me that if the roof of the Heichal caves in, then they would not be Mazeh, because you need an Ohel to have an Ohel Moed. So if there is no roof, Memela there is no Ohel, and therefore you can't do this Avoda without an Ohel Moed. That's the Limud. So apparently this Pasuk is the Chatosa Panimium, and it sounds like by everything else, like the Ketores, the Chatosa Chitonios, there's a din of Ohel Moed even if the Gag is Nivchas. So the Torah's Karnim as a drasha on the pasuk v'zork v'sadam l'mzbeach sov v'asher pesach ola moed, that l'ma'et kisha ol moed misulak, as opposed to if the ol moed is removed, or the gilsa ruach es hayiria, where the curtains, the walls, are blown by the wind, where you don't have a wall over there, then you cannot bring karbanos. So apparently, the dinim of ol moed by all karbanos require the actual physical structure. So Brisk Rav points out, no, it's not a stira between what the Sifri says, that all of the karbanos require the physical structure, and what our Gemara says over here, that dafka, by the chatos hapnimim, we require the physical structure of the Ol Moed, he says, because over here we're not talking about the Mishkan, we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. The Sifri is talking about the Mishkan. And the difference is that the Mishkan doesn't have actual Kedushas HaMakom. The entire Kedusha is only from the structure. The Mishkan traveled, so it wasn't on a place that had Kedushas HaMakom. As opposed to, says the Brisker Rav, the Beis HaMikdash is on a place that actually has Kedushas HaMakom. So it's only by the Chatos HaPrimim where we have this additional requirement that there actually be an Ohel, that there actually be a physical structure of an Ohel Moed. But in the Chatos HaChitonios, in the other Kabanos, there's no such requirement of Ohel Moed. The Rambam Paskins, what it says in our Gemara, that when the Azara has a Tikra, then you're going to have the Azos on Yom HaKippurim, but if there's the Niftucha Tikra Sahechal, because it says Ba'ol Moed, the Rambam Paskins this Halacha in Avodas Yom HaKippurim Perkei Halacha Chaf Gimel. So the Klei Chemda in his Ha'aros to the Sefer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael of the Balaturim says that a Chacham Echad pointed out that according to this we understand very well why it is that we cannot be Makrif Karbanos Bizman Hazeh, since we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so there is no Tikra. So just like Hazas Hadam, it says in our Sugya that you cannot be Mazeh when there's no Tikra, because there is no Ol Moed, so too with every Karban, where it says by every Karban that there's a requirement of Pesach Ol Moed, you can't be Makrif when there is no actual Beis HaMikdash and no actual Pesach Ol Moed. That's an interesting raya, because again, what Priskarov pointed out, from our sugya, the implication is the exact opposite. That it's dafka by the chatos ha-premium, we're saying that there is this requirement of Ol Moed. It's not true by other karbanos. You have a similar thing, the Rashba in Maseches Shavuos points out from the Gemara that we'll see later on, that shlamim that are shechted before the psichas d'losos ha-hechal, before they open up the d'losos ha-hechal, are pasul, because it says Pesach Ol Moed, only when the doors are opened up. So how can it be that there are makrif karbanos af al pi she'ein bayis? There's no psichas losos ha-hechal when there's no bayis. No, what you have to say is, and the Rashba himself gives this teretz, only when there's a Beis HaMikdash is there a din that you require the psichas losos ha-hechal. Do you require the actual opening of the doors of the Heichal? If there is no Beis HaMikdash, and therefore no doors of the Heichal, then there is no requirement that you open the doors of the Heichal before bringing the Karban. Okay, so now says the Gemara, the Idach, Rabbi Yehuda also needs the Pasuk Ba'ol Moed to teach that if Nifritza Agag, that they wouldn't do the Hazaa, that if the roof caves in, they wouldn't do the Hazaa. So how does he know the Din that you have to put the Dam on all Arba Kranos? So Me Asher. He learns it from the word asher, which is extra. The pasuk says, "Min adam yitein al karnos hamizbech asher lefnei Hashem asher ba'ol moed." So the asher lefnei Hashem is not extra, but asher ba'ol moed is extra, because it could have said asher lefnei Hashem ba'ol moed. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda learns that you need matan dam on all arba kranos in the ol moed. The idach and Rabbi Shimon, who darshens the arba matanos from the word kronos, what does he use the word asher for? Asher lo darish. He says, asher is one of the, it's a filler word. It's like the whole controversy whether we're darish es. Shimon Amsuni, Nechemiah Amsuni was Dorish, called Essen Shabitara, till he got to Es, Shemel Kachatira, Miad Pirish. What do you mean, Miad Pirish? Figure it out. It's a word in the Torah. You got to darshan it. No, Elamai, maybe you don't have to darshan. Maybe those words that are just there as what they would call Tikkun Alashon, that they just, you know, sort of just make the language work. Maybe such words do not need darshaning. So just like by S we have such a discussion, asher is such a kind of word that may not need any darshaning at all. So now, the Gemara had asked, why is it that the Brisa darshans Kenya said to tell me that all Dal Matanos are Ma'akev After all, it's Shana Akosav already La'akev. So what did we say? The Braisa is going like Rabbi Shimon. So now Abaye is going to say Lav Davka. The Braisa could even be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Abaye, the Braisa that darshins Kain Ya'aseh to teach me that the Dalit Matanos or Ma'akev Kapara the Rabbi Yehuda Nami Yitzrich is even according to Rabbi Yehuda. You need the pasuk Kain Ya'aseh to tell me that they're Ma'akev, because Salka Dait Chamina had it not said Kain Ya'aseh, I would have assumed that even though the Arba Matanos is Shana Lavakasav, it says Va'asa, it says Kasher Asa, Midid Hava Smicha Shiri Adam, I would think it's still not Makev the Kapara, just like Smicha and the Shvicha Shiraim of the Param Dovashal Tzibur is not Makev. Davagav the Ksivan Ukfilan, even though they too are written and then double. It also says by them, Va'asa and Kasher Asa, Lo Ma'akva, they're still not Makev the Kapara, because remember V'chiper, V'nislach, so we specifically excluded them from being Ma'akev. Matanar Benami Lo Tisakev. So I would think that all four Matnos Dam are also not Ma'akev. They should also be excluded from the Chiper and the Nislach. So Kamash Malan. That's why I need Ken Yaseh to tell me that by the Chatos HaPenimios, the Dalit Matnos Dam are Ma'akev. So essentially what we're saying is that we have a miut of the Chiper and the Nislach to tell me that certain things are not Ma'akev, and Ken Yaseh is a reboy to tell me that certain things are Ma'akev, and we figured out that what should be Ma'akev, what should be included with Ken Yaseh, is the Dalet Matnos Dam, and what should be excluded, what should not be Ma'akev, is the Smicha and the Shiarei Adam. How did we know what to include, what to exclude? Because it's pretty obvious, Rashi points out, that the Matnos Dam is still part of the Ikra Avodas HaKapara, right? In order to get a Kapara, you definitely need a Matnos Dam. How many? So one sometimes works, but maybe not. Maybe you need all four. The Smicha and the Shiar and the Shiraim are not at all, are never Ma'akev, not by the Chatos HaChitzonius either. So it's not Mestaber at all that they should be Ma'akev the Kapara. Okay, now we move on to the next part of the Braisa. The Braisa went on to say in yesterday's Daf, Lepar Ze Par Yom HaKippurim, that the word Lepar comes to incorporate Par Yom HaKippurim into the Parsha of Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur, to link Par Yom HaKippurim with Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. Says Mar Lamai Hilchasa, why is this hekesh necessary? Ila Akev, if it's just coming to tell me that all the matanos of the Par Yom HaKippurim are Ma'akev, just like they are by the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur, well, Pshita, of course, Chuka Ksiva Bey. It says by the Par Yom HaKippurim, Malashon of Chuka, it says, Vaisa Zos Lachem Lechukas Olam. And whenever it says Chuka, it's always Ma'akev. So what is this Hekish coming to teach me? Amr of Nachman Yitzchak, Lenitzcha Ella, Lerabi Yehuda. The whole Hekish between Par Yom HaKippurim and Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur is only necessary according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda to Amar, who says in Maseches Yuma, Ki Ksiva Chuka Advarim Anasim Bigdei Lavan Bifnim. The word Chuka that it says by Yom HaKippurim only teaches us that those things that are done with the Bigdei Lavan in the Kodesh HaKadoshim are Ma'akev. The Ketores, the Azos, and the Kapores, Shem Hiktim, Maisa L'Chaveiro, that if the Kohen Gadol goes out of order, he does the wrong thing first. He's mocked in the Seir to the Par, Lo Asa V'lo Klo, that the whole carbon is going to be possible. Aval, Dvar Manasim Bigdei Lavan Bachutz, but that which Kohen Gadol does with his Bigdei Lavan outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Matanos on the Paroches that are in the Heichal, so then, Hiktim Maisa L'Chavero, Masha Asa Asui. Even if he goes out of order, the carbon is kosher. So Ema, so I would naturally assume, Midikasidra Noma Akvi, if whatever he's doing in the Yoel Moed, the order is not Ma'akev. Chuka doesn't teach us about that which is done b'chutz, that the order is ma'akev. The order is not ma'akev. Hazos nami lo ma'akvi. Maybe the very performance of the hazos should also not be ma'akev. And even if you don't do all the hazos, it should be kosher. Kamash malan. That's why I need this hekesh. to link Pari Yom HaKippurim to Pari Yom Dover Shel Tzibur, to teach me that just like by Pari Yom Dover Shel Tzibur, all the Avodas are Ma'akev, by Pari Yom HaKippurim, all of the Avodas are Ma'akev. Says Gemara, Maskvar Papa, Umimat Samar Hachi, really, you're going to say that the Hekesh of Pari Yom HaKippurim to Pari Yom Dover Shel Tzibur goes according to Rabbi Yehuda to teach me that all the matanos are ma'akev? Vatanya, we already have a brisa where Rabbi Yehuda learns this very din from an entirely different pasuk, because the pasuk talks about after he finishes putting the matanos of the par in the seir of Yom Kippurim, v'chila michaper es hakodesh. The pasuk says that pasuk is totally extra. It could have just said v'hikrav es seir achai. But what's the pasuk teach me? Im kiper kila, that only if he was kiper the kaparos that are ma'akev by other places, the seven azos on the parochas, the arba matanos on the arba karnos on his beach, then the kaparos finished with this karban, even though he didn't yet pour the shirayim into the yisod on his beach. Vim lo kiper, but if he didn't finish all the kaparos that are normally ma'akev by other karbanos, lo kila, then the kapar is not complete over here either. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. But Amar Lei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Akiva. Mipnei Malo Nemar im kila kiper v'im lo kila lo kiper. Why don't we darshan the pasuk in the order that it's written and darshan as follows? Im kila, if he finishes everything, meaning every last thing that has to be done, including the shvicha shirayim, only then kapara should be achieved, and the carbon should be kosher. And lo kila, if he doesn't finish everything, including the shvicha shirayim, then lo kippur, then the kapara is not complete. Maybe we should learn from this pasuk, says Rabbi Yehuda, that even shvicha shirayim should be ma'akev. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the matanos of Pari Yom HaKippurim being ma'akev is learned from that, meaning it's learned from Kila Kiper. Why do I need a hekish to Paral Dover Shel Tzibur to tell me that all the matanos are ma'akev? So answer Gemara, Amar Papa Nitzcha Elu Le'es Dam Ubitvila. The Torah only needs this hekish to teach me the halachos that we learn from Es Dam and Bitvila. That are, it says by the Parkoy Mashiach that we do that by the Parkoy Mashiach it says the Tavel Akoynes Etz Ba'o Badam. These are Adam Shev Pamim. The words Es and Badam and Vitaval teach three separate halachos. We haven't yet seen what they are. The Gemara is about to elaborate on what they are. But it's these three halachos that I need the hekish for. Because of these three halachos that appear by the Par Kohen Mashiach, so I need the hekish to tell me that they also apply to the Par Yom HaKippurim. What are these three halachos? So the Gemara goes, elaborates. Es, Amar Rav Achbar Yaakov, lenitzricha, lahachshir amin sheba etzba. That S is the pasuk writes S to tell me that it's kosher even though he has a blister on his finger. You might have thought that a blister on the finger is a chatzitza, therefore it's not a fulfillment of a tavel etzba'o badam. So S teaches me es hatafala etzba'o, that even if what he's tovel in the dam is not his natural finger, it's a blister on his finger, that's the tafala etzba'o, so that is also included. And then badam, from the fact that it says ba-dam with a patach under the bays and not bidam with a shva under the bays, so it sounds ba-dam, the dam that was already there. Sheyehei ba-dam shir tevila me'ikara. That you need in the kli a shir tevila from the time you first do the original Kabbalah. Meaning, let's say you're mekabel less than the amount of blood that is necessary to dip a finger in a single kli, and you keep putting new kalim to be mekabel less than that amount of dam, and then you ultimately mix them all together before you do the tevilas etzba. So I would think that that's okay. No, so that's what Ba'dam is telling me, that initially when you are mekabel the dam, you have to have been mekabel enough dam to do a tevilas etzba. And then vitaval v'lo mesapeg. Vitaval hakoynes etzba b'dam teaches us that he has to dip into the dam in the kli and not just sort of wipe his finger along the side of the kli to scrape up some dam. It's It's got to be dipped into a pool of dam in the kli. So says Gemara, v'itzrich l'michtav badam. The Torah has to say badam, even though it already says v'taval. D'ikas rachmana v'taval, havamina afal gavda lekashir tvila meikara. I would have thought that v'taval is even if you didn't initially catch that proper amount of dam, you only subsequently mixed that amount of dam, but you didn't catch that amount of dam originally. So that's why Kasar Rachmana, badam. That's why it has to say badam, that initially in the kli there has to be the proper amount of dam. V'kas Rachmana badam, hava mina afilu mesapek. Kasar Rachmana v'taval. And if it would have said badam, I would have assumed that you can even squeeze, you can even rub your finger along the side of the kli and pick up dam that way. I wouldn't have known that you have to be tovel into a pool of dam. So that's why I need both psukim. That last line of the itzrich l'michtav badam is a little bit difficult to understand. In Ayelos HaShachar, Steinman, he points out that it's they're not the same drasha. Meaning, why would there be a hava amina that I don't need both psukim? We just went through three separate dinim, right? We went through a din that a blister is not chatzitza. That's obviously a very different din than how much blood needs to be in the kli at the Shas Kabbalah, but it's equally obvious that how much blood needs to be in the kli initially when you mekabel the dam is an entirely different din than how you actually dip your finger in the dam. They're totally separate dinim. So normally when you make a tzrichasa, you make a tzrichasa because two dinim sound like they're the same thing. These dinim don't at all sound like they're the same thing. So that's a very difficult thing to understand. Now, I'm not sure that I understood the Ayelos HaShachar's answer. I understand the question. I don't understand what the Gemara is. So why the Gemara needs to make a Tzrichasa. And the Gemara's answer in the Tzrichasa is obvious. Someone came over to me on Sunday in the Yisrael Woodmere. I spoke in the Yisrael Woodmere. The Gemara also that day in that day's daf, or the previous day's daf, had an unusual hava mina, where it's like you question, what's the hava mina? So a magid shir of one of the daf yomis in Woodmere came over to me and said, that how did you understand that hava mina? He said, it's taka difficult, I don't understand the hava mina. He said, I said in the shir that that's megala to us, that even the holy amarayim could have silly hava minas, they can make mistakes. I don't think that's the answer. There are other, usually if you think that they're missing something, you're missing something. I don't think you say that about Amarayim. So that's like it's a lazy way to learn, whatever I don't understand is, okay. So the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk, by the Parkoin Mashiach, it says, V'nosna koin min adam ha-karnos m'zbech, toris ha-mil f'nei Hashem, asher ba'ol moed. So Gemara says, what other words can we darshan? So the when it says mizbech torah samim lamali, why does it have to say that? It says l'pnei Hashem, so we know which mizbeach you're talking about. That it's the mizbeach haktoris, it's the mizbeach hapnimi. She'im lo nischanich ha-mizbeach b'ktoris ha-samim lo hayamaze. Now it's telling me about a din about the mizbeach, that if there's a parol m'dover shel tzibor prior to the chinuch of the mizbeach with k'taras hasamim, if it's, let's say, they just renovated, they got a brand new mizbeach, and they were never actually makdir k'taras on that mizbeach, then it's not kosher to do the azah of the par on such a mizbeach. It has to have been used for k'taras. So it's not just identifying which mizbeach, it's telling me a halacha about the mizbeach, that the mizbeach has to have been used for the k'taras. And now the Gemara brings a raya to Rav Papa, that you don't need the pasuk to be makish, the par Yom Kippurim, to the par Helen Dover Shel Tzibur, but for the halachos of Es, Badam, and Tvila, but for these three halachos that we darshan from these three words of Es, Badam, and Vitaval. Tanya Kavaseid Rav Papa. We have a brisa that supports exactly what Rav Papa says. Va'asa and Kasherasa. And again, I think we mentioned yesterday, there is no pasuk that says Va'asa Kasherasa. Pasuk says Va'asa Lapar Kasherasa Leparachatas. Those are all the words. But you do for the par of David Shel Tzibor exactly what you do for the par of the Kohen Mashiach that the Torah had spoken about previously. That pasuk is extra because all of the avodas of par of David Shel Tzibor are already explicit in the parsha of par of David Shel Tzibor. You don't need them to learn. You don't need to learn them from par Kohen Mashiach. So matam lomar lapar. What is the Torah teaching me when it says lapar? Le rabos par yom kippurim le kol ma sha'amur be'inyan divrei Rabbi. To tell me that par yom kippurim is also included in all the dinim of the parayom davar shel tzibur. Whatever it says by parayom davar shel tzibur would apply to the parayom kippurim as well. From the fact that the Braisa says le kol ma sha'amur be'inyan, it sounds like the Hekish is teaching us all of the dinim, even the ones that are only from the riboy of es and badam and tzvila, lai and vitaval, like Rav Papa had taught us. So that's the raya to Rav Papa. Now the Braisa quotes another daya that's not going to be aligned with that, and this other daya is going to take us far afield. That's going to be the rest of the daf, trying to figure out what this other daya is really saying. Rabbi Shmuel comments that we don't need the Hekish of Par Yom HaKippurim to Parayom Davar Shel Tzibur to learn the halachos that it says by Parayom Davar Shel Tzibur, because Kal V'Chomer. When you have two karbanos that are not equated to each other, that are two totally different types of animals, hishva maisim lemaisim, we still find that the avodos are the same. Makom shehishva karban lekarban, where the two animals are the same, the par yom kippurim and the par kohen mashiach. All the more so that the avodos, the halachos of what you do with it, are going to be the same. The hazos and the heichal, the matanos and the mizbeach, that for sure that's going to be the same. And including the halachos that we derive from es and badam and tvila. So we learn from a kal v'chomer, you don't need the pasuk to make the hekish in order to apply all these dinim. Elamat hamalomar lapar. So what is the pasuk teach me when it says la par ze parom davar shel tzibur? That's coming to teach me about the parom davar shel tzibur. La par ze par koin mashiach. And when it says kasher asol la par a second time, that's something about the par koin mashiach, that's equated to the parom davar shel tzibur, to teach me that if you're missing one of the matanos, the carbon is going to be possible. So now we just try to figure out what is this kal v'chomer that Rabbi Shmuel just tried to make. Amr mar. We said, if even in a place where the animals that are used are different, we don't equate one karban to the next. My lo hushva karban the karban. What two karbanos are we referring to that we're saying that we don't equate the two karbanos? Ilem apar yom kippurim usiir yom kippurim. Maybe you want to tell me that the Kal V'Chomer is saying that look at the par yom kippurim and the siir yom kippurim, even though that one of them is a par, the other one is a siir, but the halachos of their avoda are the same, and the place where you bring the karban is the same. So when it comes to the par koin mashiach and the par yom kippurim, where it's the same animal, for sure the halachos should be the same. That's not a good kal v'chomer, because malahanach shkein nichnas damim lefnai v'lefnim. You know what the par and seir of Yom Kippurim have in common? They both have the dam is brought lefnai v'lefnim into the actual kodesh hakadoshim. So that's what, maybe that's why their avodos are the same. But the par Yom Kippurim and par koy mashiach are not, the zrikas dam is not done in the same place. Par Yom HaKippurim, you bring the dam to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Par Koin Mashiach, you do not bring the dam into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it could be that's why the halachos are not the same between the two of them. So you can't learn Par Yom HaKippurim from Par Yom Davar Shel Tzibur based on that Kal V'Chomer. Ella, rather, if you want to explain the Kal V'Chomer, when we're saying Makom Shul Hushva, Shalom Hushva, Karbon LaKarbon, is Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur Usi'irei Avodas Kachavim. So the Kal V'Chomer goes like this. If Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur and Si'irei Avodas Zara, even though they are not the same animal, because obviously one is a par and one is a seir, but still they have the same halachos of avodah. So when you have a par yom kippurim, par koin mashiach, where they are the same animal, for sure they should have the same avodah. So says Gemara, that doesn't work either as a kal v'chomer. You know what the parum davar shel tzibur and seir avodas chavim have in common? They have in common that both of them are mechaper for a known avera that you are violated. So maybe that's why the halachos of the avodah are the same. But a par yom kippur and par korban mashiach are not the same as far as their kapara. Par korban mashiach is mechaper an avera that you know that you violated. Par yom kippurim is about averos that you don't know about. So it could be that that's what separates the dinim of their other avodos as well. So you can't learn this kal v'chomer. Ella, so rather, if you want to say that, well, you want to explain Rabbi Shmuel's kal v'chomer, a third try, it's as follows. Paralim davar shel tzibur usi'ir shel yom kippurim. That what we're linking is the paralim davar shel tzibur and the si'ir of yom kippurim. V'hachi ka'amar. The parum davar shel tzibur and the seir yom kippurim are not the same animal. To high par v'high seir, because one is a bull and one is a goat. Hushvu masim lemasim. Still, the halachos of the avoda are equated to each other. Lemay dekasav b'hu legabe the things that it says by them, meaning the dinei azaos, that the par and the seir, you're both mazah from the dam onto the paroches, and the dam of both of them is put into the on the karnos of the mizbeach hapnimi. Both of them, you put your mazah the dam dafka with your etzpa. Now there are other things that are different about them, but the par and davar shel tzibur and seir yom kippurim, the seir yom kippurim is you bring the dam into the kodesh hakodesh. It requires 8 hazos. Paralim davar is not brought lefnei v'lefnim, only requires 7 hazos. But at least about the maisa, those avodos that are the same, they're totally equal. So makom shel hushva karban lekarban, in a place where both karbanos are the same, the par yom kippurim and the par korban mashiach, the high par the high par, so eino din shel hushva maisim lemaisim. So certainly we should compare the maisim to each other. The avodos should be the same. So va'asalei par yom kippurim le'es badam utvila mi par korban mashiach. And therefore, we can learn the par yom kippurim about these three halachos, what we learn from Es and Badam and Tfila, from the par koyin Mashiach. So we learn it from that kal v'chomer, and therefore we don't need the hekesh of par yom kippurim to the par koyin Mashiach. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll finish up that thought tomorrow.